Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Blitz. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And unfortunately, we know John Beeson has a toe injury, unlikely to go for the Giants in Week 3. Let's listen in.
It's feeling a lot better right away, so it's an indication that it's probably just scar tissue moving. I head down to Charlotte tomorrow to see Dr. Anderson and get his opinion. There's some things he can do that you can't see in the imaging with the MRI. In terms of active movement, and then we'll determine, how severe it is.
All right, Paul, so the middle linebacking position for the Giants, how do they address that with, again, possibly no Beeson Week 3?
Well, remember, no Beeson during the preseason, so Jameel McClain moved inside from the outside, and that means guys like Mark Herzlich and Spencer Paisinger have to come off the bench, Anita, and they're going to be required to play some snaps as starters. Now, they split them up during practice. We don't know how Coach Coughlin's going to use them during the game, but both of those guys got to be ready.
Well, Herzlich addressed the media today talking about who other than Arian Foster.
Well, I think his patience is great. You see a lot of times where it doesn't look like there's a play, and linebackers or safeties will come up and fit in the gaps, and they'll say, okay, well, he's not in my gap, so I'm going to bounce out and try to make a play. Well, what Arian will do, he'll find the back. Or find the hole, and so he comes back up in that hole when you leave it. So we got to be gap sound, and he runs hard and he runs low. So he's a hard guy to tackle, but he's also very patient with his O-line.
So, Paul, Arian Foster had a great week two. How do the Giants stop him in Week 3?
Well, they just got to swarm with the ball, Anita. This is a guy, along with DeMarco Murray of the Cowboys, they're the only two running backs this year who have at least 100 yards rushing in each of the first 2 weeks of the regular season. He's averaging 4.5 yards a carry. He's steady, he's consistent, and he's dangerous.
All right, well, all eyes on the Giants defense come Week 3 against the Texans. Hey, I want to remind you, make sure you tune in to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. High noon.